News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
3 out of 5 schools have unfilled vacancies due to recruitment and retention difficulties, while almost 1 in 5 have been forced to drop subjects because they can't fill the positions to teach those subjects. That's according to a new survey carried out in more than 100 second level schools by the Principals and Deputy Principals Association of the Teachers Union of Ireland. Michael Gillespie is the General Secretary of the TUI. Michael, as stark as those figures are, I am sure there will be teachers listening to this saying, we could have told you that several years ago.
Yeah, we've been warning of this since 2013, and then I suppose it started to come to fruition before COVID, and it's still there. We still have the problem. The problem is that we've got a generation. It's gonna persist for another couple of years, and we're a whole generation is losing subjects. Like we have engineering and construction being lost in schools, which means that students don't see them. If they don't see them, they may not be them. So that's why we have people who maybe are not putting down apprenticeships as something they should be doing.
And is it just a predictable end result of a burgeoning economy? Is it that people look at teaching and think, I'll go private sector and make more money?
No, I think it's more than that. We are qualifying enough teachers. They are the best in the world, because that's why people are coming here to recruit them. What's happening is we're not dealing with the issues that are making teaching unattractive. First of all, it's the fact that we have a scarcity of teachers. So therefore, the workload in schools, we have the biggest class size in Europe, a huge amount of bureaucracy coming down on teachers. So what we have is we've got teachers with transferable skills transferring. We have then teachers moving to Dubai to get cash because they've had to spend so long in college to become a teacher, so that they've missed opportunities, missed time. They need to go there to get money to save for a deposit for a house. We've then people going to other jurisdictions because the workload and work intensification doesn't exist there. They have smaller classes. No, average class size can be anything from 16 to 20. Our average class sizes are 30. So there's a whole myriad of things. And you know, as somebody you say years ago, we're eating an elephant here, but we're not even starting to eat it a bit at a time.
But it sounds like what you are faced with are the most intractable problems and the most long-lived problems in the Irish education system. Trying to chip away at class sizes, that's a hardy perennial, isn't it?
Yeah, but we can do it, because if we start saying now that, you know, as the demographic, which we believe the department is hoping for, you know, this demographic shift is going to cure all ills. We don't believe it will. We need to start making promises now that, you know, if the demographic shift, we will start dealing with the workload issue. We will start dealing with big class sizes. We need to start making fundamental promises and plan long-term in education. If we don't plan long-term in education, we're still going to be talking about this in 5 or 6 years' time. And if the demographic change doesn't solve it, then Ireland is in an awful position for something that we value a lot, education. And we know over the last of our modern history that education has been the game changer in our economy. So it does make a difference to the economy. It does make us more attractive. You know, the better educated we are, the more opportunities we have for indigenous industries. We know that people who do PhDs in Ireland create a lot of jobs. They set up their own companies. You know, the day of PhDs going into academia are really changing now. So, but we can only do that if we have a good basic education system, and that requires long-term planning and investment.
And in terms of the impact currently of these shortages, is it your contention that children currently and young people currently in secondary school are having a lower quality of education because there aren't the teachers as we now speak?
Yes. Yeah, so I suppose the first thing you're seeing there is that subjects are being lost because you can't get a teacher. So schools are really good at covering up. So they bring in, they add in another subject that they do have plenty of teachers for until a crisis in that subject area comes. So we're covering up for it. So schools are covering up for it. We're taking more in our classes than we should do to cover up for it. So that's why we've got such big classes. So schools always, in fairness to them, and teachers and principal teachers, put the students first. So we're covering up for it. We're making do. But unfortunately, that making do isn't working, because we are losing teachers because they're burning out. We have people retiring earlier than they ever did before. So we have a whole range of issues occurring that's adding and making the problem worse.
Michael, thank you. Michael Gillespie there, who is the General Secretary of the Teachers Union of Ireland. 53106, if you want to text the show, or 087-1400-106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.